And the one after 39 is?
40.
The one after 29 is?
30.
Mm-hmm. And the one after 99?
100.
The one after, oh, say 999?
1,000. Mm-hmm.
And after a person gets through with the third grade, he goes to
the fourth grade.
And then the
fifth grade, mm-hmm. sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade.
Okay. Let's see. And you might say sometimes you feel like your good luck comes just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes
continuously.
Mm-hmm. Or all.
Often, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say all at once there?
All at once.
Say you got 20 bushels to an acre last year, and this year you got 40 bushels, and you say this year's crop is
a lot better.
How much better?
10 bushels better. No.
Or say 40 is how much better than 20 is?
Oh, it's twice as good.
And first day of the week is
Monday.
The day after that is
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Now, have you ever heard Sunday called anything besides Sunday? You ever hear it called the Sabbath?
The Sabbath. We didn't say that, but I have heard it called that.
What does Sabbath mean?
To me, it means Sunday, a day of worship. Mm-hmm.
And when you meet somebody, say, in the early part of the day, around 11 o'clock, how would you greet them?
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
How long would you say that, up until what time?
You'd say that up until 12 o'clock.
What about after 12, what would you say?
Good evening.
How long would you say that?
Until dark. No, you wouldn't. You would go on through till bedtime.
Till bedtime. And what would you call the part of the day after you go to bed?
Nighttime. Mm-hmm. Bedtime.
What would you say?
Go to bed at bedtime.
When you left somebody all about in the middle of the day, what would you say? Instead of good morning, you'd say good.
Just goodbye. I wouldn't.
You ever say good day?
No. Mm-hmm.
And what if you left them at night? What would you say?
Good evening or night.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah, you might say, if a man has to get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight, he said he had to start work at
sun up. Mm-hmm.
And he probably didn't quit work until
sundown. Mm-hmm. And, he had to go to work at daylight.
Mm-hmm. He'd say, yeah, I saw the sun.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll come up.
Yeah. And talking about sunrise there, you'd say the sun
came up.
Or
has come up.
Or if you want to use the part of rise, the sun
rose.
At 6 o'clock this morning, you might say, we got out kind of late, the sun had already
risen.
Mm-hmm. See, today is, what, Friday?
Today is Friday.
So Thursday was
yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And Saturday will be
tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
If somebody came on Sunday, say not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, you'd say he came
Sunday before last. Mm-hmm.
Or Sunday what?
Would you a week say? Ago. Mm-hmm.
And say if someone's going to leave, not this Sunday, but the next one, he's going to leave when? Sunday.
A Sunday after next.
Mm-hmm. Or would you ever say
a Sunday a week from now?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people have a name for it? Period of time, say from the 1st to the 15th, say for a 15-day period of time.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Maybe older people have a name for that?
No.
Did you ever hear that called a fortnight?
Only the British, the people from England that I have talked to.